Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, Be a Light to All.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it on a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. There is so much darkness in the world today. One of the most tragic things that we have been listening to as of late is the tragedy that has gone on in Uvalde, Texas. And the death of so many children is just unbelievable. It has touched every single heart and soul in these United States. And yet, at the same time, it has touched so many people outside. But still, that darkness is there. That happened a couple of weeks ago, and still we keep hearing about mass shootings that are going on in our country. It is very difficult to understand. We just ended, as it were, the Easter season with the great feast of Pentecost, when the disciples were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. They were able to go forth, break forth from the room that they were hiding in, and with great boldness go forth and preach to the peoples. It didn't matter the language. It didn't matter where they came from. They preached to the various peoples, even in their own language, which meant that diversity was there. We are called to do the same thing. And yet with all the darkness that's around us, it's hard to believe that we are called to be a light to all, even amidst all of this darkness, even amidst all of this violence, even amidst all of these mass killings. My sisters and brothers, we are called to be a light. And when we look around our churches, we wind up seeing that there's plenty good room because a lot of people aren't there. And that's why I heard something recently that really touched me. And it said, sometimes you may be the only Bible that people will read. That means that even amidst all of this darkness, you have to be the light. You have to be that beacon that shines forth for others to see so that they can be better people. And it's not that we have to convert the world all at one time. Lord knows that's not what happened with the disciples. They did it individually. They did it by going from place to place. My sisters and brothers, let us think about the lives that we lead. Are we slowly converting to the darkness that is around us? Or are we trying to be a light for others to see? That is so important. We don't need any more violence. We don't need any more deaths. What we need is positivity. What we need is a match in that darkness so that it can begin to light the world. Be a light for all. Be a light for all. Amen.